Okay, now we're with Tim Roddy from Secure Computing Corporation, and he's going to give us a little bit of words of wisdom on who their company is and how they address the finance industry.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for everyone joining us today. Secure Computing is one of the leading enterprise gateway security companies in the world. We're a public organization with revenues close to $300 million a year, and we have customers who deploy our security solutions to protect their networks worldwide. Our solutions include firewalls to protect the network gateway, and behind the firewall we have two different gateway solutions, one called IronMail to protect all email traffic for the organization, and one called WebWasher, our web gateway security solution to protect all web traffic for all organizations. So basically your end users within your organization are sitting at their desktops and they're using either the browser or their email client to communicate in and out of the network, and we're able to protect both of those applications and the data coming in as well as data leakage leaving the organization. Okay. This is particularly important for financial services institutions because obviously you've got a lot of rules and regulations that apply to financial service organizations worldwide regarding data leakage. You can't have customer account information, sensitive financial information leaking out. So it's very important to protect that data leakage. And of course, all organizations in banking and in other industries as well are very worried about malicious attacks upon them that will come in either via web protocols or via email.
I was just going to say, would you say you address anything as far as sort of like an insider threat goes? Maybe they're trying to send some information outside of the network that they shouldn't be?
Yes, our products have the ability to apply rules to data leaving the organization, either via the web, and with Web 2.0 applications, it could be a blog or a wiki, for example, or via maybe employees using their personal email and logging onto it, like a Gmail or something like that. And you could, for example, stop any attachments from leaving the organization. Same thing on the corporate use of email as well. Rules can be put in place to stop that data leakage. So you can have rules in effect to look for specific patterns, social security numbers, the patterns that your account information are set up for as an organization. You can look for that kind of information to minimize the chance of that going out. Nothing's 100%, but we're looking to minimize and put multiple layers of protection in place. And all of this is powered by our trusted source reputation system, which is a global reputation system, which is the next thing here to provide additional security for internet access, because it's impossible now to be reactive in stopping threats. I mean, reactive protections are always find the threat, identify it, put a signature in place. You can't do that anymore with stuff showing up and disappearing within hours.
Right.
You have to attach those zero-hour threats by being very proactive. And trusted source powers our email, our web, and our network gateway solutions to help stop spam attacks, to stop people from going to websites that are malicious.
Interesting. Okay. Tim Roddy with Secure Computing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.